Tuesday, January 20th. Memorial of Saints Fabian and Sebastian, Martyrs. The Epistle from the Letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 33 through 39. Brethren, the saints by faith conquered kingdoms, wrought justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, recovered strength from weakness, became valiant in battle, put to flight the armies of foreigners. Women received their dead raised to life again, but others were racked, not accepting deliverance, that they might find a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockeries and stripes, moreover also of bands and prisons. They were stoned, they were cut asunder, they were tempted, they were put to death by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being in want, distressed, afflicted, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, in mountains, and in dens, and in caves of the earth. And all these were found approved by the testimony of faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. It was a faith in God's mercies and promises that gave the saints courage, resolution, and perseverance amidst all dangers and difficulties, against all afflictions and persecutions, that made them despise the short happiness of this mortal life in hopes of an immortal happiness hereafter. Yet they who are so much commended and approved for their faith, before Christ, received not the great promise of entering into the kingdom of heaven, and they who lived and died well were indeed in a place of rest, but their souls were not admitted to the beatific vision, to see and enjoy God in heaven, until our blessed Savior Jesus Christ at his glorious ascension entered first, and opened, as it were, heaven's gates for others to enter. In this, God provided something better for us, who, after his coming, if we die without sin, and without any temporal punishments due to sin, our souls are immediately happy with God in heaven. The Gospel from Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. At that time, Jesus coming down with them stood in a plain place, and the company of his disciples, and a very great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast both of Tyre and Sidon, who were come to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for virtue went out from him, and healed all. And he, lifting up his eyes on his disciples, said, Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed shall you be when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Be glad in that day and rejoice, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Haydock Commentary. St. Matthew in chapter 5 mentions 8 Beatitudes. St. Luke here only mentions 4. But St. Luke only gives an abridgment in this place of the discourse, which St. Matthew gives more at length. We are also to remark that in these 4, the whole 8 are comprised, and that both evangelists place poverty in the first place because it is the first in rank, and, as it were, the parent of the other virtues. For he who hath forsaken earthly possessions deserves heavenly ones. Not that everyone under great poverty is happy, but that the man who prefers the poverty of Christ to the riches of the world ought certainly to be esteemed such. Many indeed are poor in worldly substance, but are avaricious in affection. To such as these, poverty is no advantage. Nothing that is against the will merits reward. Therefore, all virtue is known by the will. Blessed, therefore, are the poor who bear poverty for the sake of Christ. He himself hath already trodden the path before us and taught us by his example that it leads to honor and enjoyment. So says St. Cyril.